This letter indicating follow up progress note, patient name, Kibble, K-I-B-B-L-E, NACEA, N-A-C-E-A, date of birth 9/3/1947, date of service 12/19/2023. Patient seen today at follow up in the nursing rehab. Subjective, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. History of present illness, this is a 76-year-old female with known coronary artery disease, status post PCI in 2022, and history of COPD, was admitted with a left lower extremity ulcer with cellulitis. Local skin care was done and also the antibiotics. So the left leg ulcer has been significantly improved, but she does have a cognitive impairment and dementia. She's forgetful. Otherwise, today she's doing well. Nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, left leg wound has healed, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, and cooperative, forgetful, and disoriented, blood pressure 130 over 78, pulse 72, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel some positive, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, left leg has been healed nicely, and no wound, and the skin looks clean, neuro, she's awake, forgetful, and disoriented. Assessment, patient has been admitted with number one, left leg ulcer cellulitis improved, next line, COPD, next line, coronary artery disease, status post angioplasty in 2022, and stent placement, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, COPD, next line, periodic mood variation with refusal medication at time, plan of care, patient has been currently maintain for COPD. She's on DONAP Q 4 hour as needed for wheezing, and Albuterol rescue inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour as needed. Aspirin 81 milligram daily for coronary artery disease. Atorvastatin 40 milligram daily for CAD. For agitation and mood disorder, she's on Seroquel 25 milligram daily as per psychiatry follow up. Currently, patient is stable, will continue her current medication.